right.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and thank God for all blessings that He has given us. And again, I want to say I appreciate all of our veterans and everything they've done, the sacrifices that they made. And that's one thing that I try to do. If I recognize one or see one out when I'm out, I let them know about it. Because, see, they sacrificed what they did for you and I today. Some even gave the ultimate sacrifice, and that was their life. For you and I to have the privilege that we have today to come together in God's house and have the liberties that we have in this life today. And so I appreciate all of our veterans, and I thank you for everything that you do here at the church for our veterans, and God would just bless us real good as we come together today. I want to share with you the message that God's laid upon our heart for this morning, and I hope and pray to be a blessing to you and a help to you as we look into the Word of God. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Be reading verse 1 through verse number 4. If you'd like to stand in the reading of God's Word, you may do so. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 1 through 4. I do have my watch with me today. At close to 12 as I can get, I'm going to stop. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the opportunity. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 1 through verse number 4. The Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." May God add his blessing to the reading of God's Word this morning. We'll ask Brother John if he would. Lead us, Lord, in prayer, please, Brother John.
Yes. Come here this morning. God, that we have your word in our hands and we can open it, God, and we can hear, Lord, from you this morning, from your word. God, I pray you'd add a blessing, Lord, a special blessing to this message this morning.
Yes.
Touch this pastor, oh God. Move on his behalf, oh God. Preach to this people this morning, Lord, the message, God, that you want to preach. We put it all in your hands and trust you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. I appreciate that today. If you will look with me in chapter number 2, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ." You know, today I'm glad that God has saved us and God has put us here for a purpose and a reason in this walk of life today. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 14, it says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed under the heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our possession." My friend, I'm glad today that whenever God saved your soul and my soul, it was for eternity. It wasn't just for a blink of the eye, but thank God it was for eternity today that He has saved you and I today. The Bible says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with a feeling of our infirmities, but with all points tempted like we are without sin." I'm glad that we're serving a sinless Savior today, my friend, that has never seen sin, never have been involved in sin. And thank God, because of you and I been born again by God's grace, our sin is under the blood of the Lamb of God. And I appreciate that today. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I thank God for the grace of God, children, that will come in every heart and every life that's saved, but my friend, today. God will give us that grace that you and I need to make it through the days and hours that we are here upon this earth. And the Bible said in verse number 2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Paul was telling Timothy here in the Word of God, he said, "Now, Timothy, I want you to commit commit what I've already committed to you to other faithful men that is will stand and preach the Word of God and do the things that I have taught you and have showed you in my life through the years that I've stood with you and took you under my wing today. Now, Paul refers to Timothy as his son, but he wasn't his natural son, but he took him under his wing as his son. My friend, he taught him and asked him, my friend, to do all that he had taught and commit these things under faithful men, my friend, that'll stand on the Word of God today. I'm glad there's been some faithful men in my life that has helped me to stand on the Word of God and be faithful to God and do what God would have me to do in this walk of life today. The Bible says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now, here is where I want us to stay just for a little while today and share with you the message that God has laid upon our heart. The Bible said there in verse number 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself under the fires of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Now, I want to tell you something this morning, friend. If you're saved by God's amazing grace, you are a soldier in God's army. My friend, we are today enlisted, my friend, in this army of Christ that He has given to you and I today. I want to preach to you this morning on I am a soldier. Amen. I thank God, young as God, has called us, every one of us, both men and women, if you're saved by God's grace, to be this soldier, my friend, that God wants to use in this walk of life today. My friend, we go back and we can look over the many wars that America has had. And America, my friend, because of men and women that was willing and able to step up and say, "I will defend this great nation and country today." My friend, we have fought many battles and been in many wars, my friend, today. But listen, whenever all that was over and said and done with, I thank God that we're living in a country today, my friend, the land of the free and the home of the brave, my friend, that we can have folks still stand in the Word of God and preach the Word of God and tell folks today that you must be born again by God's amazing grace. These great soldiers that have outstripped us in this life, my friend, has been a blessing to me. My friend, been an inspiration to me. My brother sitting on the front row today has been an inspiration to me today. When I didn't know what to do, I went to him and we sat down and we talked and we prayed. And my friend, that's what it's all about today, is letting what our life is being today reflect on somebody else's, my friend, that we may help them in this walk that you and I have, my friend, today. I am a soldier today. Thank God I've been saved by the grace of God. I'm in God's army. And my friend, I'm telling you the truth today, that God has blessed me beyond measure. And I'm glad to be a soldier in the army of God. I'm glad to share the testimony that God has given me. And I know God has given you one also today. And my friend, because of what He had done in our lives, my friend, we can be that soldier that God wants us to be today. We look back at many conflicts in our life today, but there's one that really stood out to me, my friend, and I appreciate those of you that went through Vietnam. I appreciate those of you that went through World War I and II. My friend, I appreciate how the Desert Storm, how my friend, you folk that went through how the Desert Storm. But there's one thing that I remember about how the Desert Storm that came on TV one day talking about the war over there. My friend, these men, there was a lady got captured, my friend, by the enemy. And the platoon that she was in said, "Listen, we're going to go in and rescue her. We're going to go in and get her." My friend, I'm
going to tell you something today. That's what a soldier does. My friend, when you see somebody that needs God, somebody that is hurting, my friend, you ought to step up and say, listen, I'm going to go in there and get them. I'm going to show them the Word of God. I'm going to show them love in my heart and my life. My friend, that they might be rescued from the things that they're in today. When they went in that day, and they found out where this lady was, their soldier. My friend, they went in there and they bust through the door. And my friend, the door flung over. And that soldier there, she said, I am an American soldier. When they went through the door, she didn't know where it was the enemy going to come in and kill her or somebody that was going to rescue her. But when the doors went open, she said, I am an American soldier. My friend, I'm going to tell you something this morning. Every one of us ought to stand up and say, I am a soldier for Jesus Christ. If you're saved by God's grace, my friend, out here in the world today, you ought to stand up and say, listen, I'm a soldier for Jesus Christ. Not because I'm my friend myself, but it's what God's done in my heart and my life today. My friend, she said, I am an American soldier. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. A soldier today. My friend, we are a soldier in the army of God. My friend, we're saved by God's amazing grace. You are in this army of God today. My friend, we find that Jesus is our commanding officer. My friend, those of us that have been through the military, we know how it is. When you go in there, you don't tell your commanding officer what you want to eat. You get what's put there on the table, and you ain't got but a few minutes to get it eat, and my friend, get back out. My friend, you don't tell your superiors how that you want to go to sleep at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. My friend, when they get in there, they said the light's going off at 9 o'clock. You better be in your bunk. My friend, the lights, my friend, went off at 9 o'clock. Youngs, I'll tell you today, God, in all of His goodness and grace today, my friend, we need to recognize that He is our commander. I do what He tells me to do. I don't do what man tells me to do. I do what God tells me to do. Youngs, when we realize that He is our commanding officer today, my friend, we got to listen to what He says. My friend, let Him be in our life. Let Him, my friend, do in our life what needs to be done today. Listen, we find that the Holy Bible is a code of our conduct. Amen. The Word of God is a code of our conduct today. Youngs, you get out of line in the army, you'll be thrown in the brig. Amen. My friend, you get out of line in the army, you will be reprimanded, my friend, quickly and swiftly today. Youngs, I'm going to tell you something this morning. My friend, we are saved by God's amazing grace. You are in this army, you are a soldier in this army, and you ought to act like one. Somebody saved by God's grace, you need to act like it. Amen. My friend, God is my commanding officer. The Bible is my code of conduct. My friend, when we read the Word of God, it tells us to love our enemies. My friend, what we need to do? Love your enemies. My friend, we need to realize that this Bible is our code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare. Youngs, I don't fight no more, my friend, physically. Praise God, my weapons are faith and prayer, my friend, today. Youngs, and we get to a point and place in our life that we are fighting because the commander has chosen us to fight, and we fight not with hands or words. My friend, we fight with faith and prayer, my friend, on our knees and praying that God would intervene and God would take care of, my friend, what's needed in the lives of people today. Listen, not everybody loves you and I today that are saved. I'm going to tell you that right up front. My friend, they close these doors if they could. But thank God, I'm glad Jesus and God the Father and my friend, what this nation has been built on and stands for, my friend, we have the liberty and the right to come into God's house and worship Him in spirit and in truth today. All because of you veterans. These wives of the veterans, the family of the veterans, my friend, they have sacrificed to give you and I the right to come in to God's house and worship Him today. My friend, listen, We find that we're trained by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm glad today, my friend, I'm not afraid of Him. Amen. I'm glad He is in our hearts and lives. He'll be with us through everything you and I face today. My friend, we are trained by the Holy Spirit. We're tried by adversity today. Young's going to tell you something. The old saying is, iron sharpeneth iron. My friend, sometimes we need to be tried by adversity to make us stronger in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Adversity ain't so bad after all. If you take it according to the Word of God, my friend, and realize that that just making us stronger. My friend, listen, there's coming a time, my friend, that the world is not going to listen to the Word of God. It's coming. My friends, seem like more quickly than it has in the past, but there is coming a time, my friend, that they won't believe in the King James Word of God. Preacher, is that all you preach and that all you believe? Yeah, absolutely. My friend, we got all kinds of stuff all over this land today. My friend, I believe in what got me here this far. I'm going to hold to it till I go to glory. Hey, man, I'm not giving up now. I'm not surrendering now. When they issued me that M16, my friend, I loved that thing. I held that thing close to my heart. I cleaned that thing. I made sure everything in that M16 worked. I didn't want that thing to jam on me. And my friend, I want it to be right. And you know, that's what this Word of God will do. It'll clean you up. It'll set you right. He'll be there when the tough times come in your life. He'll be there today. Listen, I am a soldier this morning. My friend, I've been trained by the Holy Spirit, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. My friend, if you want to be tested, you just tell the world that you're saved by God's grace. My friend, your heart, your life will be tested today. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You stand for God. You love Him. You live for Him. You let God do what needs to be done. My friend, in hearts and lives today, my friend, God will touch those lives. God will help them to see their need being saved by God's amazing grace. Listen, I am a volunteer. My friend, you volunteered. Amen. Nobody forced you. Listen to me. There come a time in my life about when I was about 17 and a half years old, going on 18, that I got a letter through the mail. My friend, it said, "Greetings from you, President of the United States of America." You know why I know what that was? I didn't have to open it up. I didn't have to look at it. My friend, I knowed what it was. My friend, he greeted me, said, "Listen, you're drafted into this army. You can't get out of it unless you're unmedically to come in and fight and go through this army." My friend, that was the only way that you could get out of it. But I want to tell you something, youngins, whenever you come into this army of God, you come voluntarily. Nobody got you around the neck. Nobody drug you to the altar. Nobody twisted your arm to believe Jesus Christ was your Savior. My friend, nobody had done anything to help you, convince you, my friend, that this Bible is right and true. My friend, you was a volunteer. You come and give your heart and your life to Jesus. My friend, I'm going to tell you something today. Youngins, we are a volunteer in this army of God. My friend, we are also not only a volunteer, but we're enlisted for eternity. Thank God when I was in the army, I was counting down in days. We called it in the army short time. I've got short time. How much time you got? 2 weeks. I got a week left. I got just a few days left. This is my last day. Praise God. I want to tell you something, children. We counted those down. But I want you to know today that you and I are volunteered in this army of God. My friend, we have been enlisted for eternity. I'm not getting out in 2 years. Brother, I've got it till God calls me home. And so have you today. Thank God for young ones. I am a soldier, and so are you today. If you're saved by God's grace, I stand before you, a soldier in God's army. My friend, listen, we have been enlisted for eternity. I will not retire, my friend, but I will retire, my friend, at the rapture or die in this army. My friend, whenever the rapture comes, I'm retired as a soldier in God's army. My friend, if the rapture don't come, I die. My friend, I'm going to die in this army today. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm going to be in this thing till the light goes out. Amen. My friend, there's an old preacher preaching today. He had a candle back in the day. They didn't have the facilities that we've got today. He had a candle sitting there on the buckboard. That candle was lit, and he was preaching the word of God, and the folks kept saying, "Preacher, preach on and preach on." He'd preach a while longer. My friend, the candle got down to just about a flicker, and they kept saying, "Preacher, preach on, preach on." He said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach till the light goes out." Praise God. I'm going to tell you something this morning, friend. I'm going to preach till my light goes out. Praise God. I tell you, God has enlisted me in this army. I volunteered for it. God's my commander. Amen. He is my commander in chief. I want to tell you something. There's nothing like being a soldier in God's army. My friend, listen. We're going to be there, my friend, to the duration until we die in this thing or Jesus comes, my friend, for us today. Listen, the Bible says, I want to tell you today, my friend, that I will not get out. Amen. My friend, you say by God's amazing grace, you're not going to get out. I will not get out. I will not sell out. I will be not talked out, nor will I be pushed out. I'll do whatever my commanding officer wants me to do. Praise God, children. I'll tell you what today. We as children of God's army, we need to take our stand for God and say, God, I'll not be pushed out. I'll not be talked out. I'll not quit. I'll never give up because of what He's done in your heart and your life today. I am a soldier in God's army today. Listen, I'm not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up. My friend, I don't have to be primed up or pumped up. Thank God I'm not a baby. I don't need those things in my life. Thank God I am a soldier. Youngs, I ask you today, are you a soldier in God's army? My friend, do you need to be primed or pumped or petted, my friend, to get you to come to the house of God, to get you to serve God? Youngs, I want to tell you something. You're not listening to the commanding officer. Now, I'm not talking about Preacher Mark. I'm talking about your commanding officer. My friend, God, what He does in our heart and our life today. Listen, I'm glad of that this morning. I don't have to be picked up or petted up. Amen. My friend, listen, folk, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to be blunt and honest with you this morning. I've been a pastor for 35 years. Some people you got to pet up. Some of them you got to pump up. I'm going to tell you something. Church, we ought to not be that way. We ought to stand firm on God and say, Pastor, you don't have to worry about me and mine. I don't have to be petted or pumped up. My friend, I'm standing for Jesus Christ because I am a soldier in this army, my friend, today. Youngers, a lot of times we have to be recognized. And listen, that's not what it's all about. The only person that needs to know your name is whom? Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost of God. My friend, those are the ones that needs to know your name. I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me to come to the house of God. My friend, I'm telling you today, we as soldiers, let's stand up like a soldier ought to stand. Say, hey, I don't have to have these things in my life to get me. I know what time the church is around here. I know when we have service around here. You don't have to call me and remind me. My friend, you don't have to write me. You don't have to visit me. You don't have to entice me. You don't have to allure me to come to the house of God. These doors is open, and I can crawl up through that street. I'm going to be here in the house of God. If you don't see me here in the house of God, I'm preaching somewhere else. or I'm sick in that little old house on the side of the road down there on the right side. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. I am enlisted in God's army. I am a soldier today. Thank God for what He has done in my life. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. Amen. Boy, I like it. We don't have to have that in our life if you're a soldier for Jesus Christ. I am a soldier today. My friend, God said in His Word that every one of us that are saved by God's grace is a soldier in His army. Our commanding officer, my friend, is God the Father. And you know, He's going to help us to get through this walk of life today. I am a soldier. Thank God. Youngins, I am committed. I am committed. I want to tell you something. When God called me to preach, I was absolutely scared to death. I got 7 minutes according to my watch. Now, I had to ask somebody what time it was because it stopped. But I got 7 minutes. When God called me to preach, I was absolutely scared to death. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. I mean, I just, God called me and He said, Kenny, this is what I want you to do. I went to my pastor, Brother Feldman Cheek. And I was crying like a baby and Feldman was laughing, that big old grin on his face. And he said, Kenny, I knowed it all along. He said, I just waiting on you to give you a call. I said, well, preacher, I want to be like you. You know what he said? He said, you can't be like me. He said, you got to be Kenny. You know that meant a lot to me. He said, you can't be like me. You got to be Kenny. Brother, I tried to be that all my life. I tried to stand and preach the Word of God like I preach it, not like somebody else preach it. Praise God, I preach it like Kenny wants it to be preached. Amen. Through God that is leading me and telling me what to say and what to preach today. Young as I'm telling you today, I am not, you don't have to pump me up, prime me up, pet me up. Brother, I am committed. I am a soldier. My friend, nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me, discourage me, make me quit. I will win. Praise God. I'm telling you today, children, that is an attitude that you and I need today in this army of God that He has put us in. There's nothing can discourage me. I'm going to win this thing. Not within ourselves, but because Jesus Christ lives within us today. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us, my friend, today. Listen, my God will supply all my needs. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Jesus Christ. My friend, when you read that in the book of Corinthians, that word simply means super conquerors. Not just regular conquerors, but super conquerors. You know why we're super conquerors? Because we are a child of the King, been saved by the grace of God. My friend, He is our commanding officer. Praise God, I'm enlisted in this thing in eternity today. I will not quit. I will not give up. My friend, listen, God has been so good to me today. I am a soldier. Listen, I am a soldier. Death cannot destroy me. Oh, praise God, you come take my life. You think you're taking my life. You just give me a shortcut home. That's all you're doing. Young and death cannot stop me, destroy me. My friend, when I leave this battlefield, I will return. Whenever we leave, we go by the grave, or God calls us out of here, or we die right here. Young's, I want to tell you something. If you're a child of the King, you're coming home again. You're coming back again. My friend, I'm glad that God said, I will return. Listen, I will not give up. I will not turn around. I am a soldier. Heaven bound. Here I stand. How about you today? I am a soldier in God's army. I don't have to be primed up, petted up. My friend, I am a soldier in God's army. I'm willing to listen to my commanding officer. My friend, do what he wants me to do. I am a soldier. I'm on this battlefield. If I die on this battlefield, I'm a coming again. Praise God, we're coming back again. Youngs, listen to me. I am a soldier today. God has done so much for you and I today. He has blessed us in so many ways. Took care of us and everything we faced in this life. My friend, we ought to stand up and say, I am a soldier. I am a soldier. I'm in this army for duration. I will not turn around. I will not give up. I will not shut up. I'm going to stand for what's right according to the Word of God. I am a soldier. My friend, God has told us that in the Word of God. No man worth entangling himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You are a soldier. Are you committed? Are you ready to stand for God? Say, Lord, I'm in this thing for duration. I'm in this thing till you call me home. I love the Lord today, and I praise His name today. Church, I'm going to tell you something. Calvary is a wonderful place. Amen. I'm talking about this place. This place, Calvary, is a wonderful place. You can feel the Spirit and the power of God in this place. The singing is out of this world. I mean, that gets my battery charged right there. My friend, I want to tell you something. You know why it's like that? Because of the Holy Spirit of God that's in this place. It was like that, my friend, 40 years ago. And it'll be like that 40 years down the way. Young'uns, I've seen folk out of this church stand and shout, praise God. Young'uns, whenever death was at their door, they were still lifting their hand to God. Say, Lord, thank you. Praise your name. Young'uns, I want to be a soldier. I was in this army, American Army, for over 2 years. I was a soldier. I had never been out of Wilkes County in my life. But God put me in that. And I become a soldier. I went in as a little boy. I come out as a man. I knew, my friend, the things in my life that I had to get right with God. You've heard the story. I went home, seen my family. They were saved. I run from that for maybe a week or two. They convinced me to come to this church on a Wednesday night. I said, well, ain't much goes on Wednesday night. There was a lot going on that Wednesday night I come. October 13th, 1973. The Lord God done a work in my life. He took me out of the soldier of the United States Army and put me in as a soldier in His army. Young'uns, we need to be a soldier today. Listen, the only way you can be a soldier is to be born into this family. You cannot get in any other way. You can't steal your way in. You can't buy your way in. You can't slip your way in. My friend, you've got to be born, birthed into this family today. The only way to do that is give your heart and your life to the Lord. God has given you this opportunity today, my friend, to come and be a part of God's army. Would you stand with us, please? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, that you would just touch hearts and lives, Lord God, this morning. Lord, if there be one here today, Lord, lost without Thee, God, would you just touch them and help them today? Father, Lord, to be mindful, Lord God, the Spirit of God. Lord God, they may come to this old-fashioned altar and give their heart and their life to Thee. And Father, I pray, Lord, for everyone that's been born again by God's grace. Father, you have put them under your command. They are a soldier. Lord God, for you. Help us all, Lord God, to be that soldier that God would want us to be. Not give up, not get out, not be pushed out, not be tricked, my friend, to get out. But my God, just stand for you and love you in this army, God, that you have placed us in today. Father, would you touch and help today? We'll thank you for all you do. Is every head still bowed, every eye closed? I wonder this.